Hi, guys. Welcome to the Sports Spectrum Minute here on the Sports Spectrum Podcast. I am Jason Romano. Today, we're going to go back to April 26, 2019. And we had one of the most inspirational, encouraging, and fascinating stories you'll ever hear from former Major League Baseball pitcher Dave Dravecki. Dave, I mean, listen, this was a guy who had it all, pitching at the highest level of baseball in the major leagues, and then suddenly has an arm injury, which led to cancer, which led to his arm being amputated. There is a whole story there that you need to go back and listen to with regards to Dave Dravecki's testimony, his story of playing baseball, and even his book that he wrote, Comeback, which sold more than 600,000 copies. But here, when we talked to Dave on April 26, 2019, I thought it'd be great for you to hear his testimony. The moment that Dave Dravecki says yes to Jesus, and it's before any of the trials came, before any of the injuries or the cancer or the amputation of his arm. This was 1981, and Dave Dravecki is going to share his testimony here on the Sports Spectrum Minute on the Sports Spectrum Podcast from April 2019.
1981 rolls around. I get traded to Amarillo. My roommate is Byron Ballard, who had just been traded from the New York Yankees to the Padres and shipped to Amarillo, Texas. And not by coincidence, we end up being roommates. And all of a sudden, this divine plan starts to unfold that I have no clue about, and yet I'm running into it big time. Because in the course of our getting to know one another, Byron and I start talking about spiritual things. And I was very curious with the content that he was reading in books that were on his bed. And from one thing would lead to the next, and we would start talking about, you know, this whole idea of being a Christian, because he was reading a book by Wes Neal called The Handbook on Athletic Perfection. And I wanted to be a perfect athlete.
Sure.
So I figured, this is a great thing, man. Tell me about it. You know, and the next thing you know, I'm being challenged to read the Bible. And I thought to myself, well, why would I say no? I was raised in the church, and that was a huge part of the Mass. Why would I not pick it up and read it for myself to discover what's in it? And so I took on his challenge, and he said, Dave, all I want you to do is to discover who you are in relationship to God. And so I went on this journey, and it was absolutely beautiful. I was reading scripture, and it was coming alive, and I was learning all these things about this incredible, wonderful God who had entered into humanity and became very personal through Jesus.
Yeah.
And as a result of that, I discovered these wonderful truths as I was reading, truths about my position with God as one who was a sinner, but also coming face to face with the God of grace and the God of love for this sinner. Hmm. And that the whole purpose of Christmas and celebrating Jesus' birth was not just because of getting gifts around the Christmas tree on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning, but it was actually a celebration of a life that would change lives forever. And then Easter became very real to me because Jesus now died on the cross and he conquered death and sin by rising again 3 days later. And so I'm getting this message through scripture and I'm overwhelmed. And all it says is you have to believe.
Mm.
To be born again.
Yeah.
And I was floored at this incredible gift. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9 says, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not by works, so that no man can boast. The one thing about growing up in that Catholic faith was that this was a works-oriented process in hopefully someday the goods outweighing the bads to get to heaven. And all of a sudden, I was coming face to face with grace that said, it is not about works, so that no man can boast. And it's a free gift. And all you have to do is believe. Accept that gift. Repent of your sin. Actually, confess your sin.
Yeah.
And then begin this journey with Jesus. And I was overwhelmed to the point where I said, I really don't have a choice. But the reality is, I'm already living in one choice. And that choice is not being a part of God's family. And I want to be a part of God's family. And when I share this, it's very important to understand this has nothing to do with Catholicism. because every religion in history has failed in its attempt to reach out to God and to please Him, because we're human, and by nature, we're sinful. But the reality of what I've come to learn is about a relationship with the God of the universe who came to this planet and in the form of Jesus showed us the way to life by believing and trusting in Him and embracing the gift that He has given us through the cross. That to me was overwhelming. So it makes no difference to me whether you're Catholic, Baptist, or anywhere else in between. This is about me and Jesus. And what Jesus did for me was He gave me the greatest gift that the universe has ever been given. And that gift is the gift of life in Him. And so that summer, my wife and I, after sharing this journey with her, became believers.
And it happened to your wife just like it happened to you?
No.
Okay.
She was the skeptic.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, she was an accountant and didn't join me until the accounting season was over, the tax season was over.
Yeah.
And when I started this journey out in front of her, the one thing she said when she called, we talked a lot, and I was going crazy. I'm calling her going, "You're not going to believe what I'm reading. I'm reading the Bible." And I mean, she used to try to get me to read the Bible before. And I would say, "No, that's for the priest, and that's not for me." And now all of a sudden I'm sharing this with her, and the one thing she said to me was, "Whatever you do, don't you make any decisions until I get there." And I was like, "Okay, babe, I'm holding on, but hurry up, hurry
up." Yeah, let's
go, And when she got there, I started sharing these things with her. And on August 27th of 1981, and the only reason why I remember that is because I wanted to go back and remember the day that I was baptized, to drive a stake in that this is the moment that I publicly professed my belief in Jesus, my faith and my trust in Him. And I wanted that to be a real point in my life where this new life began. And so I look back on that with fond memories.
That was Dave Dravecki from April 2019. That was just a little snippet of what was one of the more powerful conversations that we've had on this podcast. We've had over 1,000 of them, but this one stands out because Dave Dravecki from April of 2019, he's just such a great storyteller. He's so passionate about sharing what Jesus has done in his life and where he is now compared to where he was. I mean, this was a guy who had it all: injuries, cancer, amputation of his arm, and he's still going strong talking about Jesus today. It's awesome to see. And we appreciate Dave Dravecki for joining us back in April of 2019. It might be time to get Dave back on the podcast sometime soon. But I hope you enjoyed here on the Sports Spectrum Minute just a little portion of that conversation with Dave, which you can go back and listen to the entire conversation. It's linked in the show notes. And you can also find it anywhere podcasts are found. Just search Dave Dravecki and Sports Spectrum. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time for another conversation, a full-length conversation, here on Sports Spectrum's podcast. Have a great rest of your day.